we present I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue, a panel game. And your chairman this week, Barry Cryer.
Thank you, and hello, and welcome to another edition of I'm Sorry, I Haven't a Clue, the panel game which is to radio what an old coward is to westerns. We don't have some fun in the next half hour. I'm a Dutchman, so it's hello from me, Hans van den Gelder. And we'd like to play a game that you can all play at home. We'd like to, but the BBC have told us to play. May I introduce the teams? Firstly, on my left, Joe, what am I doing here with four men and who am I kidding? Kendall. Graham, there's something very nasty at the bottom of my garden. Bill, a funny thing, spoke to me on the way to the theatre. Oddie and Tim, please stop calling me three little words. Brooke Taylor. And we go straight in with our first round. Calypso time, ladies and gentlemen. And by the way, I've just spotted Henry Cooper in our audience. Oh, I'm sorry, madam. The flash of an earring deceived me. I'll give each team a subject on which they must improvise a four-line calypso, singing alternate lines. We'll start with Tim and Bill. And your first subject, gentlemen, teeth.
Keep it in, I'm going in. We're going to have a calypso about teeth. Keep it going. All right. Spin it out a little while.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Have another banana.
Hang on, I'm sitting there. Oh, the other day, I lost my teeth.
I borrowed a pair from Edward Heath.
Good, that gave us time to think. And ever since that dreadful day,
nobody believes a word I say. Oh.
Four for that.
Ted, we don't mean a word of it.
No, of course. Four for that from Tim and Bill. We move to Joe and Graham. Your first subject for a calypso subject, traffic wardens.
I met a traffic warden the other day.
He told me my car was in the way.
So I put another shilling in the meter.
And then I kicked and punched her, and I beat her.
The art of the violence, aren't they?
The art of the anticlimax lives. No, I shall give two to Joan Graham. And the next round is preceded by the announcement that I'm setting up our silly names competition, late arrivals. Lady and gentlemen, will you, as the programme progresses, think up some silly people arriving late at the clothing manufacturer's ball? The clothing manufacturer's ball. Silly names, please. And we'll return to that and our denouement later on. Now, word for word. Word for word, I'm going to give a member of each team a word, and the other member of the team has to immediately reply with a word that has no connection whatsoever. The other team can challenge by pressing buzzers and try and prove a connection.
So that was
so
just panic. But
we'll start, Tim's just sat on his buzzer. We'll start with Tim, but we'll start with Tim in actual fact. And Tim, would you start with the word custard?
Grosker.
Elephant.
Marble.
A challenge by Graham Garden.
A very clear connection there between grass skirt and elephant, I think you'll agree.
Well, would you would you clarify further?
Need I?
Yes. Oh, yes, you need.
They come from the same place.
Where?
Yes. No.
Oh. No, let's
can you
audience.
Stand up and show your grass skirt?
Cheeky Graham Garden. Graham, will you start a sequence that begins the word accountant?
Chartered.
Oh! Oh! Can you prove a connection, gentlemen? Tim and Bill, chartered and accountants.
No.
Unlikely to make seem.
Can you wear grass skirts?
I'll give 2 points to that. I'll give 2 points to that.
Thank
and
you.
I will, in fact, leap to Bill Oddie. Bill, will you start with the word?
Thank you.
Merit.
Bad joke.
Dungarees.
Program.
Elephant's foot umbrella stand.
Twee. D.
Microphone.
Glass.
Oh, I was going to say marble. handbag.
Challenge from Graham Gardner.
He was going to say marble.
I'll give the lad two for that. And I think I'll ask Joe Kendall to say a word entirely unrelated to paintbrush.
Clock.
Water.
Did you say water?
Challenged by Tim Brooke Taylor, yes.
What? Water clocks, I think.
Walter. You didn't say Walter at
I
all.
I said umbrella foot umbrella. Right, you got the point.
Yeah. Tim and Bill got two.
Start again.
Let's start again with, what shall we have as a word? We have carpet from Bill.
Book.
Pea soup.
Brazier.
Steamroller.
All right, you can't see the obvious.
Go on.
Knee bandage.
Eiffel Tower.
Elastic.
Filthy mind. A filthy mind.
They're winning.
You can't really follow that, can you? Tiger.
Challenged by Graham Garden.
Well, if it's got a filthy mind like mine, you can see the connection between that and the tiger.
Could you elucidate?
No, please? Certainly not.
Even on radio. I will have one more of this. Joe Kendall, will you say the say a word entirely unconnected, I should say, with postcard?
Egg.
Button.
Cigarettes.
Lamp.
Cart horse.
Submarine.
Paper bag.
Baboon.
Heart.
Nautical.
Pensioner.
Strap.
Headache.
Whip.
Furry animal.
Challenge by Tim.
Don't stop him, you fool. I was just getting interested.
Bill was following the plot there.
You always
them under a plain cover. Tim, what was your challenge?
You always get a headache after you've been whipped.
Can you vouch for that, Tim?
No, but Bill assures me.
Shabby, because I'm
no, so we give them the point.
And we will, in fact, leap on.
Honestly,
we move on, do you wonder, to our next musical round, which is musical duet time. Each of the teams are going to play a duet, the relevant instruments being a violin and a Swanee whistle. I'll ask Graham and Joe to start on this occasion. They're going to play a duet, and I'm going to see if I can recognise it. If I do recognise it, they score. Graham is picking up his strad and his violin, and Joe has a Swanee whistle, but she's having it seen to. Now, second verse. I'm just glad it's over. Was it? I recognise the middle, but it didn't seem to belong to the rest of it, which is a bit bewildering. Is it Lennon and McCartney?
No,
it's not not Lennon and McCartney. Anyhow, any clues, please? Any clues?
Some.
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 Some. That's a clue.
Mm-hmm.
Some is a clue. Some enchanted evil.
Yes.
Well, I didn't get the music away, but I... Tim Brooke Taylor is now walking over to the violin. The violin is, in fact, staying there, and, Bilotti has the squally whistle.
One, two, one, two, three, four.
Tim Brooke Taylor, pizzicato, but he's promised to only have a cup of tea next week. I'm trying to think of the tune. Wasn't It's All Over My Friend? No.
No.
No. Was it classical in origin?
Not classical.
Could not be light classical, not really sort of.
Yeah, could be something you say before an outstanding meal.
Mantovani-ish. No. No, I didn't say that before.
Something you say before an outstanding meal.
What do you say before an outstanding meal?
On the bagpipes.
Think of 5,000.
That's extremely painful. Yeah. An outstanding meal.
You've ever had a meal on the bagpipes?
Amazing.
It is
Grace.
Painful.
Amazing Grace, no.
Ah, you've got it in one, Barry.
It's Amazing Grace, wasn't it?
To the note.
Good heavens.
To the note.
Around.
It sounds quite closer than the record, doesn't it?
Now for a rather bizarre item entitled Tag Wrestling. I think I ought to explain that. Yeah. Tag in this instance meaning tagline, punchline, final line. I'm going to give each team the final line of a hopefully short story. A member of one team must start the story and obviously head straight for the end of their own particular story before I press my hooter, if you'll pardon the expression. And then a member of the other team must then take up the story very quickly, but they're heading for their punchline. Now, the first team to reach their tag wins, and in the event of nobody finishing, I shall probably fall asleep. Now, we go first of all to Tim and Bill, and your tagline of your story is, "Hello," said the vicar, "and mother hid the sewing machine." Or, "Hello," said the vicar, "and mother hid the sewing machine." Meanwhile, on the other side of the studio, Joe and Graham, the end of your story is, "All right," said the inspector, "if Bob's really Betty, who shot the hamster?" All right, said the inspector, "if Bob's really Betty, who shot the hamster?" You've got your tags, ladies and gentlemen, so we will, in fact, hooter poised, I shall sit here, and Bill Oddie is going to start telling the story that ends, "Hello," said the vicar, "and mother hid the sewing machine."
The family were gathered round the drawing room one evening, and they decided they were going to have a concert, a sort of concert party, which all the members of the family...
Or...
Yeah, it's me, isn't it?
Yes, Graham.
Gosh!
Said Bob. At that moment, Mother produced their performing hamster.
She said,
"Tim,
good heavens, why have I produced this performing hamster? When in fact I wanted to play a tune on the sewing machine." She put it between her legs.
Joe.
But was stopped short because at that moment a passing police inspector came in.
Bill.
Well, the vicar, unfortunately, was due at that moment. The police inspector was there for the concert, of course. That's why he popped in. And the one thing that...
Graham.
The one thing the police inspector wanted to know was, where was Betty?
"I don't know,"
said Bob.
Tim.
And the vicar said, "What are you doing here, Betty and Bob? I didn't expect you. Go home," and they did.
You left to drag them back. Joe.
There was a knock on the door. "We've come back in," said the inspector, and a high voiced person called Bob.
The vicar, as mother knew, had one song that she particularly didn't want her to sing, which was called "The Sewing Machine," you know the one, so. Anyway.
Graham.
At that moment, a shot rang out.
Clutching its chest, the tiny hamster fell to the floor. Nobody leave the room, said the inspector.
Sim?
Because Mother wants to play this tune on the stage. Mother said, it's the first time I've been able to play it because the vicar doesn't like it. And hello, said the vicar as he came in, and Mother hid the sewing machine.
Oh, I got it. I hooted, but you were there. I hooted, but did the audience agree that they got there? Tim and Bill, did they get there? Did they get there?
No.
I will score. Yes, I will score 3-0 for that little tag wrestling. Let's go to picking up song, carry on singing, ladies and gentlemen. One player to start a song. And when he or she stops, the next player in the other team must pick up on the word on which he or she stopped with a totally different song. Let's start. Yes, let's start with Bill. Sing a song, Bill, and stop on a word of your choice. Mm-hmm. Graham, to pick it up.
Pack up all my cares and woe. Here I go, singing low.
Sweet chariot, coming for to carry me home.
Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play. Play it again.
I don't know.
Two points I give to Tim and Bill, and we will in fact go to Graham to start another song, please.
There is a tavern in the town.
Town. Way town upon the Swan.
One for nerve.
Oh,
shall
we keep
going?
River.
Yeah, keep going, please.
Old man River.
And over that.
Just keeps rolling. He
walks like an angel walks.
You know your own business best, Bill.
He talks like an angel talks. And his hair has a kind of...
Graham with of. Yes, please, Graham.
Of music, my hell
alive, crying cockles and mussels, alive,
yeah. Oh, you beautiful doll, you great.
Great balls of fire! Fire ruled the world.
Give 5 points to the outrage of that. Tim, would you start a song, please? Come to you. Start a song.
Certainly. I'm dreaming of a white.
Whiter still as spider.
No advertising. Wider. Why do the birds say I love you? Why does the sun stand in the sky? Why does the rain fall on me every day? Will somebody tell me why?
You've just written that.
It was all right.
It was very good indeed.
Ken Dodd's after it already.
Why do the birds keep on singing?
That's the one you were thinking of.
No.
Singing in the rain, just singing in the rain. Have a glorious feeling.
Feeling too.
Feeling groovy.
Groovy.
Now, I think we'll have a song from Joe. I'll score 2 points to Joe for that, and she starts the next song. Next and last song in this round.
I love to go wandering along the mountain.
Mountain, climb every good hill, till you find your dream.
Graham.
Dream.
Is this your dream?
Still dream. It's a long dream. Tim.
I don't know that one, Bill.
Dream. By Hootis Poise.
Yes, I've spent it is, Barry.
Dream a little
dream with me. Tune's wrong, words right.
Dream along with me. Yeah.
Dream along with me.
Me. Joe.
Me.
David's whispering. Stop it.
And my shadow strolling down the avenue.
Haven't you seen me? I'm walking down the street. Don't I look so neat from my head down to my feet?
Tell us about it.
Superb. 5 points, all. Superb. Round the court, both teams. Still in lyrical mood, but lay off the music. Lay off the music, folks, because it's time for limericks. I'm going to give each team the first line of a limerick. They must then complete the limerick, taking alternate lines. And we're going to start with Tim and Bill, and their limerick starts, "There was a young man from Devizes." "Was a young man from Devizes."
I think we all know that one.
Yeah. Try and forget it for
a moment. You can do it on your own.
What they said about him.
No.
I'll do the first line.
All right.
There was a young man from Devizes.
Oh, that's original. There was a young man from Devizes.
So is that.
Who falls and occasionally rises.
He said, "It's my fault.
And I am such a dolt, but... My
whenever..." Oh, it's dirty.
"My legs are of different sizes."
Yes. Most euphemistic lyric, haven't I? Wasn't it nice to hear that one again, cleaned up? But now, Joe and Graham, will you make what you will of "There once was a woman from Poole." "There once was a woman from Poole."
"There once was a woman from Poole."
Good.
I haven't even written it yet. "Who thought she was frightfully cool."
"She went for a walk."
"She tripped on a cork."
"And said, oh dear, I feel such a fool."
Oh! Golly, we needed that. So now, on
you,
to
charity.
Next round, singing relay.
Oh, what do we mean?
Singing relay. One of the players of each team starts off a song, and he and his partner must sing a duet, but each singing alternate words, one word each, ladies and gentlemen. Any player who falters or messes about is declared soppy. And 2 points go to the other side. So we'll start with Tim and Bill and the words of the song, "June is busting out all over."
It's true.
"June
is
busting
out
all over
the meadow
and the hill.
Buds
are busting
out
our bushes,
and
a
romping
river
pushes
every
little
wheel
that
wheels
beside
a
mill.
June
is
busting
out
all
over.
The
feeling
is
getting
so intense
that
the young
Virginia
creepers
have
been
hugging
the
bejeebers
out
of all..."
Falter.
Oh,
Sorry about that. A gallant attempt. I can't give no points to that. I refuse to give no points to that. I'm going to give 2 points to that.
Like,
would you like to try another chorus?
Yes. Drop,
swifter tempo.
Go.
Mr. Lee, will you play that very swiftly?
"You
is busting out all over, the meadow and the hill.
Oh!
And Uncle pushes and the rocking river pushes.
I like
every little
like
wheel that wheels beside a mill.
A gallon to set, though. Courage.
It is a swine, is it not? Joe and Graham, your song, alternating words, please, on Rock Around the Clock.
One,
two,
three,
o'clock,
four,
o'clock,
rock,
five,
six,
seven,
o'clock,
eight,
o'clock,
rock,
nine,
ten,
11,
o'clock,
12,
o'clock,
rock.
We're gonna...
Ah!
A falter
not
there.
Easy.
Faster!
You are now going to plunge into an up-tempo rendition.
Quiet.
With the
piano.
One, two, three,
clock,
four,
clock,
rock,
five,
six,
seven,
o'clock.
No. Tim and Bill are winning at the moment. Should we put them through that hoop again? Should we give them another chance to rock around the clock?
Yes.
Rock around the clock.
Faster still.
Faster still, please, Dave.
One, two, three, o'clock, four, o'clock, rock, five, six, seven, o'clock, eight, o'clock, rock, nine, ten, 11, o'clock, 12, o'clock, rock,
we're
gonna rock around the clock
tonight.
Good.
Yep.
Mad.
Rag.
On a draw.
Fun.
I'm declaring that a draw. Go on, that round. And you'll remember earlier I spoke of late arrivals at a certain function. It was, in fact, a clothing manufacturer's ball. So I'm going to ask the two teams to mention some of the silly people who arrived late at the clothing manufacturer's ball, please. We'll start over with Joe and Graham on this one.
The first arrival at the clothing manufacturer's ball, everyone. Two German visitors, Frau shirt, and her husband hair shirt.
Oh.
Hey. Welcome to our country.
And Tim Brooke Taylor's got one?
Yes.
So we've established that.
No comment.
Another arrival, Mr. and Mrs. Rack, and their daughter, Anna.
Right. Oh.
They'll be very pleased.
And arriving at the ball, Mr. and Mrs. Elastic and their son Nick.
Funnily enough, he was on us. But instead, dipping for Mr. Nick Elastic, we have at the clothing manufacturer's ball, Mr. and Mrs. J. Frantz and their son. Why do I bother?
And also at the same ball, Mr. and Mrs. Ning Dress and their daughter, Eve.
And from Scotland. From Scotland, Mr. and Mrs. Strap and their son.
That's it. Thank you.
Well, he certainly has your support.
And finally,
you believe it?
Mr. Penders is killing me. And his wife, Mrs. Penders, is killing me.
Oh,
rapidly followed by another race arrival, Mr. and Mrs. Icklestocking.
From Russia.
With their Russian cousin, Serge Icklestocking.
Ladies and gentlemen, I've been trying to keep the score. You won't believe this because it's not true. I'm declaring this a tie, a draw. So it's goodbye for now from Joe Kendall, Graham Garden, Bill Oddie and Tim Brooke Taylor.
And a late arrival.
And a late arrival. Go on then.
From Scotland, Mr. and Mrs. Underwear and their son, Woolly Underwear.
Oh. Very quiet. last managed to say goodbye from Tim Brooke Taylor, Graham Garden, Joe Kendall, Bill Oddie, Dave Lee at the piano, and producer John Castle.